This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Stu. We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
That's right. We are having a chat right now with Stuart McMillan. And I mean right now. This is the first ever live edition of Chat with Stu.
Yeah.
We are on the air live. How are you?
Hello. Are you there?
Testing. It's been quite a morning already. I think we still have some residual effects of what happened the other day with the global outage, and some of our computers are still a little wonky. But you're here. You're on the air with us. So tell me about your experience.
Excellent.
You weren't at work. So tell me about your experience with what happened on Friday.
Yeah, so the whole internet outage you're talking about, the worldwide global bad things. Mm-hmm. I was at the Lake of the Ozarks enjoying a beautiful scenery as I was right there camping on the lake, on the water at the Lake of the Ozarks. By the way, if you've never been down there at that Lake of the Ozarks State Park, it is unbelievable. So I was disconnected from the internet already, so it was fine for me. I had no problems with that. I was like, hey, everybody else can join me here at the lake so they don't have to worry about the internet and the world and all the craziness going on.
Yeah, I mean, the past week, just in this building, you know, because we're in the news business, it's been already over a week since Butler, Pennsylvania, which is hard to believe. It feels like it just happened, but it also feels like it was 2 years ago. Because in the meantime, we've had the RNC, we've had talk about Biden stepping down from the
vice
campaign.
Presidential pick. Yeah,
VP pick plus
Trump,
plus the outage. So as a news person, you've been here all week long. Tell me what your experience has been like.
It's been kind of strange. I was actually in the building on Saturday when the president was shot in the ear. I was at KMOX because my wife and I were going to a Cardinals game. There was a doubleheader on that Saturday. We were going to the Cardinals game, and then we were going to go to the soccer game that evening. And in between those two games, that's when the shot happened. And getting down to the newsroom and talking with them about the coverage and just the unbelievable scenes that I just could not believe my eyes on the screen and what I was hearing on the radio. And it was just, it kind of put us in a strange place. And I was even talking to people this week at the Arch. I got a chance to walk around and talk with some out-of-towners. And it was a pretty interesting response when I asked them about the status of the country and where we're at as America right now, and just what they thought about the shooting. And everybody was kind of on the same page with, obviously, this should not happen in America. This is something that should not, happen at all. But it wasn't so much like, oh, this the Secret Service didn't do their job. It wasn't so much that. I think people were still coping with it. This was on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
They're still coping with the fact that, you know, a former president was just shot over the weekend. But left, right, center, didn't matter. Everybody was against it, saying this is not America. This is not. And people that were from out of town, I mean way out of town, from Greece, that I talked to, it was pretty interesting. Their perspective was the fact that, you know, a lot of other nations look to America to set the standards for things. And he said it was embarrassing for America that a former president, even the attempted assassination, could even take place. And saying that other nations are taking note of this. And I think that's pretty interesting perspective when it comes to a foreigner visiting the Gateway Arch and just asking, being asked a question from a random reporter to be able to respond in that way. That means that, you know, it was top of mind for him. It's something that is actually affecting the rest of the world as well.
Yeah, we also talked this week about the issue of how soon is too soon when it comes to tragedy and making light of things, or, you know, just having a sense of humor about it. And there were several people fired from their jobs this week, not just Tenacious D canceling their tour for a comment that was made on stage. Jack Black wasn't the one who made it. Kyle Gass was the one who said it. And, you know, wishing harm on anyone, is never acceptable in any context at any time, just to make that clear.
Right.
But it kind of, it sent me at least down a rabbit hole of tragedies that have happened and when people were able to, at least as a coping mechanism, kind of, you know, tell a little bit of jokes or humor. And I was looking at 9/11 as something, how could you possibly make any light of that? But I found the publication, The Onion, 2 weeks after 9/11, they did a whole issue. And this was back before the internet was really all the way going. So it was actually in paper form.
Nobody saw it.
No, a lot of people saw it. A lot of people saw it and they loved it. Because it was taken with care. There was like an article that says, "Not knowing what else to do, woman bakes American flag cake." things like that. Or we're at war with someone, but we have no idea who. That was one of the articles. And they quoted a fake quote from John McCain saying, "Hopefully they have some kind of uniforms so we can recognize who they are." Anyway, the point was it was tapping into our honest feelings at the time, and I thought it was really well done, an example of how you can, you know, kind of inject some humor at a time when it's needed. But I think this has been a success, Stu McMillan, a live version of Chat with Stu Mac.
Wow,
but we have to go
thank
to the
you
news
so much,
at the top
everybody.
Of the hour. So
goodbye.
I'll talk to you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.